It's the end of the world as we know it. As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. "Tell us," they said, "when will this happen, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" Matthew 24:3. I had a year of safe driving under my belt when the REM classic, "It's the End of the World as We Know It," was first released back in 1987. At the risk of putting myself in a progressive "How Not to Become Your Parents" commercial, I can remember when CD players and MTV were cutting edge, and I was not. The song made a comeback during the pandemic, re-entering the iTunes chart, and I'll admit that I've wondered more than a few times over the past year what chapter of the book of Revelation we might be living through. On Tuesday of Easter week, Jesus took the time to do a fair amount of teaching about the end times. "No one knows the day or hour," Jesus warned in Matthew's gospel. "But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him." How do you think about this warning? How do you think about the end of the world? I can still remember watching a low-budget and already dated film, A Thief in the Night, at a youth group lock-in at the local YMCA. The marks of the beast were literal, the sideburns were long, and the pants were all polyester. I was a little scared, but not enough to take the movie and the warning too seriously. I think there are at least two ditches to the way we think about the end times. I'll borrow from C.S. Lewis's line of thinking here, as he talks about the devil in the Screwtape Letters. He says there are two equal and opposite errors. One is to find an end-time prophecy in everything, to always be looking for signs of the Antichrist, or to see in every world event a specific prophecy unfolding. The other error is to turn the end times into a cartoon, and in doing so, to deny its reality. Jesus, as he looked to the assignment his Father had given him, pulled his disciples aside and talked to them about what was to come. And he answered, or at least responded, to their questions. When will this happen? You won't know. How will we know? Be careful that you don't get deceived by others claiming that they know. When the time comes, you'll know. Be ready. Whenever I dip my toe into the waters of studies on the end times, I realize that the water is deep. I have more questions than answers. But this I do know. Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega, the one who was and is to come. The resurrection proved it. Nothing can separate those who trust in Christ from God's love. As the events of the week unfolded and the disciples' expectations were shattered, they didn't have the faith, perspective, or emotional strength to put it all together. They would deny him and run to save their own skins. But something happened that would convince the disciples, that would convince Jesus' skeptical brother James, that would convince Saul of Tarsus that this story was true. Are you convinced today that the story is true? Do you believe that Jesus defeated death and he will return? Do you believe that whatever happens to the world someday, you will be with him? If the answer is no, or I'm not sure, do what you can to honestly wrestle the question to the ground and be open to where the evidence takes you. If the answer is yes, then live like it and invite others to join you. Father, help me to see beyond the fear and worry of today. Help me to believe and live in the light of your promises.